report by the Refugee Law Project indicates more than 190 cases of defilement were registered among refugees in 2018. Arua Central Police Station says women and girls fall victims of crimes in refugee settlements the most. The police, especially in West Nile, that is concerned with the entire area, including settlements, is overwhelmed with the rate at which such cases are happening. The spokesperson of the area, Josephine Angusia, is concerned about the situation.
We discovered that there were majorly cases of petty crimes like thefts, defilement. Fights are common amongst them, especially at water points. And sometimes these fights are in groups. Cases of assaults are also many. Domestic violence cases are there. Let me say sexual, gender-based violence cases are very many at the camps.
According to a report by War Child Canada, women and children are frequently the victims of severe human rights violations, especially sexual violence. The organization says that in conflict and post-conflict contexts, refugee women and girls are more affected by violence than any other population. Grade 1 Magistrate Paul Okade says cases such as defilement carry maximum sentences such as death penalty in the High Court, and warns that this will not exclude anyone, even refugees themselves.
We are working with the NGOs. Hand in hand, we go to handle most of these cases, especially before magistrates, in refugee settlement camps. We have a post list that guides us where these accused persons, the camp where they are based, and the court goes there to hear these cases.
Schemes like mobile courts have been established in the settlements to handle smaller cases in order to ease the work of legal experts in the courts of law. The scheme Mobile Courts was introduced last year and started out with handling criminal sessions for refugees at Naki Valley Refugee Settlement Camp in Isingiro District. During the session, the High Court tasked government and all refugee humanitarian agencies to sensitize immigrants on the set of Ugandan laws. The purpose is to sensitize refugee population on defilement as well as other legal issues in the Constitution of Uganda, according to Grade 1 Magistrate.
There is only one judge in the entire region of West Nile, right from Pakwach up to Adjumani. So we draw what we call a cause list. And these cases of refugees, usually it is a cause list of cases between 25 to 45. So that's when those refugees whose cases are capital, robbery, aggravated defilement, rape, that's when their cases are heard from High Court here in Arua. The judge doesn't go to the camp.
Uganda is home to over 1.2 million refugees from South Sudan who fled due to fear of being caught up in fighting, hunger, and lack of access to social services.